And welcome back to our New Year's Eve program, now into New Year's Day, early in the morning, where we're taking your predictions for 2019. And, of course, open lines as well. You don't have to make a prediction if you don't want to. But we're also looking into the 2018 vault, where we store the predictions from our show from December 31st, 2017. And Tom's with me. And let's go into the vault again, Tom. I've got five with me, and you'll have some more later in the hour. Amy in New Jersey talked about commuter trains in New Jersey will have multiple derailments. Do you remember if we had much with that?
I don't. I didn't actually hear anything about that.
I don't think. I think we had a derailment somewhere. I'm not sure.
There was a story of one, I remember, but I don't think overall multiple.
Vicky in Tennessee, someone will release an EMP over North Korea to shut it down. Well, that did not happen.
Did not.
That did not happen.
Did not happen.
Stevie in Manhattan, New York City will modernize its infrastructure. That hasn't happened yet. And the cable TV technicians, 1,800 strong, will end their strike. I think they finally ended that strike.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah.
I mean, but that was a long, long strike, by the way. Then we have Amy in Washington. A big earthquake in the United States will kill 8 million people.
Oh.
Thank God that didn't
happen.
Thank
goodness. That's terrible.
We didn't need that.
No.
And then lastly, Bob in Texas. Hillary Clinton will go to jail.
Oh, man.
That hasn't happened.
That hasn't happened.
Okay. Up next, Tom, we'll have about five more for us, and then I'll wrap things up with the rest of them later on in the hour. And, of course, when we come back in a moment, it's your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Welcome back to Open Lines. Welcome back to our predictions program, where everything is being recorded and will be transcribed, and we'll put it in the vault for next year. And, well, we'll be doing the same thing on December 31st of 2019, and we'll be taking your predictions for 2020. Gosh, that's something else, huh? 2020. Does anybody else feel as if time is just going way too fast? Bill is in Williamsburg, Virginia with us. Hello, Bill. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Happy New Year.
You too, George, Bill.
And all your listening audience.
Thank you.
Which is vast. I want to make a prediction that I'm going to be on your show this year.
Okay. Tell me why. You may be on sooner than later then.
Well, I'm trying to get on. I sent some emails to your, the people that I see on the website.
Yeah, our producers, Lisa and Tom.
Yeah, and I thought I had a very interesting book that I wrote. I have in front of me, but the thing I asked for the Holy Ghost to help me write the book.
What's the book on?
Well, it's about animals and my mother dying in the hospital and the angel in the ICU, and also a 23-year-old cat dying and having gold trees and the rainbow over the trees happen the day that my cousin came over. We were talking about the cat. Anyway, it's a lot of things in the book, many, many blessed supernatural things besides those. Those are just some of the things, but I won't go into those other things, but they're kind of common things.
Is the book out?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, it's out. I don't know. I would give it over to your, and I'm not trying to, promote it over your show. But I would be if I came on the show, because there's a lot of interesting things in the book that are again, like supernatural to relate to, if you can imagine, even an inhaler for asthma, which I always thought, yeah, I had terrible having asthma as growing up. But then finding out later that I got some numbers on my asthma inhaler when it came apart a couple of times where it never comes apart. I found it in another room. And then on a Mother's Day, I found it and had our old address on there. My parents are both buried in California.
That's weird, isn't it?
Well, there were more addresses came on it than that. I had it fall out another time. And it never falls apart. It actually fell apart again, the inhaler from the inside and the outside. And I thought, gee, what's it going to be this time? And it actually was my oldest brother's new address where he moved to, which I didn't know the address. And it was he moved to 15 certain street, and it was 105 on the inhaler. And I asked my brother, did you when you moved, is your new address 105? And he said, oh, no. And then I found out later, it's 15. I told him, well, the Lord sometimes puts a zero in a spot where there's more numbers than necessary, So, but anyway, it came up with another one, too, related to my parents. So it came out that about 22 years it fell apart, and the only time it fell apart was happened to be on Mother's Day, and you know, that
synchronous. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and let's see if we can make your prediction come through, come true, that you're going to be on the program in 2019. So Tom will take your phone number and get us a copy of the book, Bill, so we can do it, and then they'll check you out. Next up, we go to New York. Diamond's with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Diamond. Are you still there? Nope, Diamond is not there. Oh, a good, interesting name. Let's go to Charles in Elgin, Texas. Hey, Charles.
Hey there.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah, Happy New Year to you.
You
Hold
too.
On, okay. And, yeah, on the idea that the thing you're doing the first day of the year, maybe it's kind of sort of a superstition, but it seems to have kind of worked out for us. Whatever you're doing on the first day of the year, you're going to be doing something like that for the rest of the year.
That's right.
So on that, I decided to call you all up this year, today. But the thing is, I was going to ask you if you'd ever heard of the idea of eating. Down here in Texas, anyway, I don't know if they do it anyplace else, but we eat black-eyed peas and cornbread.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do it in St. Louis, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm actually not sure why. I guess maybe the idea is that, you know, you're going to have, maybe it was a depression thing or something, but I'm not sure why, but they have, maybe so you'll have the idea that you'll have food for the rest of the year, I guess. But the I want to say hello to one of my fans out there.
You have a fan? What do you mean you have a fan?
I got a few fans. I got a lot of fans.
You mean from the show, from Coast to Coast, you have fans?
Well, from the show. And,
well, how about that?
Yeah. So I wanted to say hello to Shannon out there, just to let her know that, I appreciate her. So we were communicating just recently and about teleportation and things like that.
Now, where were you headed with that story about black-eyed peas and cornbread?
Well, yeah, I was wondering if you had any idea what the background to that was. How did anybody ever start with that?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably a good meal, but let me ask you a trivia question, Charles.
Okay.
What movie did a guy say, "Give me some of that cornbread"?
Golly, I don't know. I'm not that always that great at trivia. Give me some of that cornbread. I probably have seen it.
Do you remember? Do you remember that line?
I actually vaguely do remember that line.
I'll give you 20 books from Coast to Coast guests if you can get it right.
Oh, my God. Give me some of that cornbread.
Give me some of that cornbread.
Oh, my gosh. It's right on the edge. I don't
think. All right. I'm going to have to zap you. It is. You got to give up. Tell me you give up.
Okay. Well, I give up. All right.
The movie is The Green Mile. And it was the guy who was in jail. You remember it?
It was in the back of my mind. I was thinking, that must be the Green Mile.
Well, for one free book, what was the name of the guy who said it in the movie? Not his real name, but what was his movie name?
Oh, jeez.
You give up on that, too?
I saw The Green Mile.
His name was Wild Bill.
Wild Bill. All right. Wow. I should remember that one. You know, my dad's name being Bill too. So
absolutely. But as far as the black-eyed peas, you've also heard of goober beans, haven't you?
Is that related to black-eyed peas?
I think there was a Civil War song called "Goober Beans."
Wow.
You should find out how to sing it and sing it for us one day.
All right. Oh my gosh. You want to hear me singing? I was a pretty good singer.
What's your favorite song?
Oh my god. Well, I'm kind of a. I've been mostly a sort of a classical fan most of my life.
So give me a song that people would know. What would it be?
I don't have any. I don't know. I like all kinds of music.
Well, give me one, because I might have you sing it right now for us, a little a cappella.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Your fans would love it. They're probably just screaming right now.
Well, I wanted to give you some predictions before I...
All right, give me a few predictions, and then I want to know your favorite song.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see. Maybe I'll... you got me on the spot now here. That makes it harder. But I'm going to have to prepare a little bit more when I call you. But the thing is that the... one prediction is I don't think we're going to have any wars and stuff like that this year. I think things might get a bit better, actually, in places like Yemen, for example.
All right. We'll put that down. I hope you're right. Who wants wars anymore? I'm tired of this stuff.
And I think people are going to, the year that, my dad was killed, that was a horrible year. People were just terrible that year.
What year was that?
Oh, that was 2016.
See, not too long ago. Jeez.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, and in general, in the country, people were just horrible that year. I'm not just talking about for me. And I think things are getting better. And I think this year people are going to be a lot better. I think there's going to be a lot less. There's going to be some. I think there's going to be some real interesting stuff going on in Europe. With the yellow vest people and all that. And I did happen to see I saw the New Year's on. I was watching YouTube. They're doing it live from Paris, and I was a little bit strange. There were a few yellow vests in the New Year's celebrations over there in Paris.
Yeah, well, they've been having their problems lately. I hope they can get their situation resolved.
The other thing I would say is that I think people are gonna I've been noticing. Reality shifting. People talk about the Mandela effect and all that kind of stuff. And the thing is, I think that because it's been really interesting, especially the year my dad was killed. There, things are really, really. There's some major things that happened, I think that people are becoming more. They're beginning to understand a bit more about how. Reality happens.
Well, put it into a prediction form for me.
Well, I think that people this year there's going to be a lot more people. It's still going to be maybe a minority, but there's going to be a lot more people that are going to understand how reality is actually made, how it relates to consciousness, and how you can. Even physicists are going to understand a bit more, because science is always talking about.
So you're going to basically say there's going to be a breakthrough in reality consciousness.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Give me some good words.
Absolutely. What I do.
I always want to prepare more for your show, but you always come at me with these questions.
All right, last question. What's your favorite song that you know the words for?
My favorite song that I know the words for. That's the problem is I know classical songs.
What's your definition of a classical? Like Mozart and stuff like that?
I guess Mozart.
No, I don't want you to sing a Mozart song. I don't know if he had any words. I tell you what, why don't you just think about it one day and call us back and maybe we'll put you on. Let's try David in New Mexico. Welcome to the show. Hi, David.
Hey, George. I got a very specific prediction, but first of all, Happy New Year to you and your fine crew and everybody listening.
Thank you. Very kind of you. You too.
Yeah, thank you. And that was kind of funny. I had no idea of all the thousands of movies out there, what movie that would have been, what that line would have been from. But popped into my head when you asked the question was The Green Mile. And
really?
Yeah, really. And the only clue I have is I was keying on the accents that you threw into it. But then that could still be hundreds of different movies. But for some reason, that popped in my mind. I didn't get the only name that came to mind, though. I couldn't get the character. The only character name I remembered was Percy. I didn't remember why.
Yeah, and we had Percy on the show a couple years ago and the club that he used to smack that mouse.
Yeah.
He gave it to us as a gift, and we still have it back there somewhere.
Oh, and then peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas.
That's right. You remember that song.
I do, and I don't remember where I got it. I either got it from public TV, one of the, what's his name, the guy that does those.
It was Beans.
Pardon? Ken Burns. It was either from a Ken Burns documentary, or else I learned it in like junior high school.
It was a Civil War song, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I believe that the Southern Army.
Was it peas or beans?
Well, I learned it as peas, goober peas.
All right, you might be right.
Yeah. So anyway, the prediction-wise, like I said, very specific. Oh, if I have any time after I give the prediction, I have something for the truckers out there. And if you don't have time, I can do
it. I'll have time. For the truckers, we'll make time.
Okay. The like I said, this is very specific, and I was recently arrested by the University of New Mexico police, or I was charged by them and then picked up and arrested because I called into our University of New Mexico call-in show. And I called in there and they told me that they didn't want my calls anymore because I was really only interested in one topic, which was the disappearance of my children. And I was being a clever fellow. I was able to tie that disappearance to basically any topic they were talking about, whether it was tax dollars or legislation, the upcoming legislative session, or anything that they wanted to talk to.
And they arrested you for that?
Yes, they did, because they told me that I was, you know, this is a university radio station, and I, as a citizen of the state of New Mexico, I own part of that radio station.
You sure do.
And they solicit, they have what they call the KUNM call-in show, which they've now changed to Let's Talk New Mexico. And they solicit, hey, you know, listeners to call in and comment or question on the topic. And so I would do that, and they didn't like my
What did they charge you with?
Well, it was in New Mexico. It was a statute 30-20-12, and what that is, it says right here very succinctly, use of the telephone to terrify, intimidate, threaten, harass, annoy, or offend.
So maybe they could say you annoyed them, but surely you didn't terrorize them or threaten them or anything. I know you. You don't do that.
Well,
so they got you. They got you for annoying them.
Apparently, yeah. So when they go after me, I'm going to go after all the telemarketers out there for annoying me and trying to get them arrested. But anyway, my prediction is that when this gets before a judge, that the judge, who is Sharon Walden, will find that Sergeant.
This is bizarre.
Yeah, very bizarre. Well, on the other hand, with what's been going on politically in this nation for a while, on the other hand, it may not be bizarre at all. It might be crazy like a fox bizarre.
Jeez, I hope that never happens to me. David, we're going to have to take your trucker story another time because we're at the break, and I've got 900 callers on hold practically, so just hang with us, and Tom will tell you when to call. We got open lines on Friday night, by the way, if you want to talk about your trucker story. But that, I've never heard that before. Ever. So stick with us. We'll be back with more open lines and prediction calls. Tom's got a slew from the vault of 2018 when we come right back. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment of our New Year's Eve program. But our New Year's Night program, of course, we'll have psychics, astrologers, and your phone calls throughout the night as we talk more about predictions and things to expect in 2019. But back in 2018, there were predictions made, and Tom has a slew of them from the vault. What do we have, Tommy?
Well, we have Lucas in Charlotte, North Carolina. He said there's going to be a major breakthrough in cancer research.
I would say that's probably spot on because they have been using stem cells in cancer research, and I'm going to give him a hit. I think that's good.
I'll agree with that. James in Salt Lake City, Trump will resign. This guy is not only not going to resign, but he's going to run again.
That did not happen.
That did not
happen. Next up.
Gary from Connecticut, the country will come together, actually.
I don't think it has.
I see it divided right now.
Yeah, it has not come together. I hope one day we do come together, but I just don't see it right now. It's a divided nation. And the other thing that is going on is dialogue and discussion is gone. Because instead of talking to people, people are shouting at each other.
They need to get it together. But hope is the key word.
Yeah.
John in California, Republicans will hold on to the House. They did, but not next year.
Nope.
Yeah, because he's saying for 2018.
Yep. Next up.
So next year, no. Michael in Greensboro, North Carolina, increase in strange weather and earthquakes.
That you got to give him a yes, but that's not a difficult prediction.
No, it's really not. Everything's changing that.
I think, I'm going to predict right now, we're going to have earthquakes on this planet. We're going to have volcanoes
all the time.
We're going to have hurricanes. Yeah, we have them all the time.
Do you remember in November there was like this mysterious rumble that like the world
it's
heard?
Been going on all over the place. I think that has to do with the inner core of the planet. Some kind of rumbling. Something's going on.
They think
on.
It's seismic waves.
Something's going on. Yep, absolutely. Hey, because this is the final segment, let me go through my remaining three with you, okay?
Go.
I have Tom in Maryland, who says that there will be an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl. Well, he was half right.
Half.
He had the Philadelphia Eagles, but it was the New England Patriots.
Gotta be all.
Pretty close, though, Tom. Half. A guy named Nathan Staten said, there's a power outage that will hit a major city and a Dust Bowl revival in the Midwest. I don't think that happened.
I don't think it did either. Sorry,
and then he also says Trump will tweet something about UFOs. I don't think he did that.
I didn't see a tweet on that, no, but you never know. He tweets so much.
Right, that's true. And then our own Connie Willis said, we may get answers about Oak Island. Well, we haven't done that yet.
No.
But we've had great guests about Oak Island.
Sorry, Connie.
So that will conclude the vault from 2018. And so let's fill up the vault for 2019. Tom in the Bronx is with us to get us started. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
George and everything. Hi. And Happy New Year. I'd like to say this, that it's my prediction this year that China will give up its mad moon quest and turn its attention on destroying the looming deserts that's happening over there.
Really?
That's okay. My feeling.
We're going to put that down. Why do you say that?
Because it's threatening to their society. It's threatening to their cities. It's a threat. It was bad as the Dust Bowl is here.
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll put that down as a prediction. How was your 2018, Tom?
Phenomenal. The poem of, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Yep.
For Christmas.
Yep.
Well, in my case, unfortunately, there were holes under my stove, and I could report that it was sealed, and not a creature was stirring, not even a rat. I was getting rats in the kitchen.
No. Big ones?
Because they
how big were they?
Underneath me. Hello?
How big were they?
Yeah. Underneath me, they were beautified the apartment underneath me, and the banging and everything else made holes, and I'm on the sixth floor. I'm not on the ground floor. And I go out in the kitchen one day, and I had four rats running around.
Oh.
Yeah, and they go down the holes, and I had to have the stove pulled out. I had to get a new stove in there, too. And they sealed the hole in there, and now I got a new stove, and not even the creature stirs, not even a rat, thank God.
Now, was there any chance those rats were in the house and you were sleeping and didn't even know it?
They were, well, they always stayed in the kitchen, thank God.
Smart.
Somebody on the ground floor had them, too. And it's from the banging and everything on the walls and all, every once in a while they're in the walls because I could hear running.
Yeah.
The other day I heard
rid of those rats.
I heard like the squealing. So they're in the they're in the walls. They're sealed in there now.
I had a squirrel in my house a couple of years ago, and it's a horrible story. He came in through the chimney, I guess, or something. I've since got bird covers on those things. I thought I had them, but I guess not. In our carousel reel, by the way, at coasttocoastam.com, on number three, item button number three that you'll see, the bizarre blotter for 2018. Listen to some of these stories. A Spanish gang was caught smuggling 9,000 pounds of stolen oranges. A paranormal investigator in Connecticut arrested after firing a gun at a ghost. 37 garden gnomes were stolen in Scotland. A crazed clown was killed by a pizza man in Florida. And it goes on. And you can see all these great stories in the carousel reel at coasttocoastam.com. Back to the calls we go. Let's go to Manuel in San Antonio, Texas, east of the Rockies. Hello there. Happy New Year, Manuel.
Happy New Year, George. How you doing?
I'm fine. Hope you are, too.
I'm doing great this late in the morning.
It sure is. But it's New Year's. You can sleep in, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. Unless I want to see the Rose Bowl.
Well, that's true. It's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah, I want to say Happy New Year to all your crew there, and especially to Tom.
Thank you.
All right. And I don't really have a prediction. I had a comment on your guest, John, that he said that we were going to have something wrong with our money. Well, number one, our money is not our money.
Never was.
It never was. You know, it belongs to the Europeans because that's who the reserve is owned by. And number two, our money is not made out of paper. Nostradamus said that, you know, wrote on there that something was going to happen to our paper money. Well, our money's not made out of paper. Our money's made out of cloth. It's made out of cotton.
Well, that's true, too.
That's true, too, right?
Interesting
and then
take.
I don't have a prediction. It's not really a prediction, but I have a hope.
Okay, what would that be?
Well, you know how we had all those fires over there in the West, right?
Yeah, well, horrible.
Well, I think we should make a national water pipeline. We have floods at the same time they have fires.
And droughts.
And droughts, you name it. And the droughts go all the way from Texas all the way to California. But in the East, and especially the Southeast, they get floods every year almost. So why don't we make a national pipeline so that it'll go from the East or from any part of the country to go to any part of the country to prevent the fires?
I just don't know if they could get that much pipe because this is such a big country and a huge planet. I don't think you could water down these areas like that. I really don't. Next up, let's go to Alvin in Fresno, California. Welcome to the program, Alvin.
Hey, George, what's going on, man? Happy New Year.
You too, my friend. How are you? Everything good?
I'm feeling good, man. You know what I mean? But I don't have good news with this prediction.
Uh-oh. Tell us what it is.
Here it is, and this has been coming. Everybody, it's that feeling in the back of your head. This is coming. Here's the prediction. Our next president will be a woman.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad. But because of her being the president being a woman, our enemies will test her. They will not respect her. They will test her.
I see what you mean. They'll do something. They'll push her.
Yes. We will go into World War III because of it.
Now, with that prediction, can you be specific on who you think it might be?
I don't know who it might be. I don't want to say it's going to be Hillary, or I just know that it's going to be a female, and because of that, she will be tested, not respected.
Interesting.
World War III.
Okay.
And it's going to be bad. It's going to be, I want to say I have a strong feeling that we will be losing that World War III, and she will be impeached because of it, and a male will take back over.
Really?
And, yeah, I'm telling you, like...
Now, when you got this prediction, how did it come to you? In a dream or what?
it came into me in a dream, and it was like watching an episode on Netflix. It was like episode one, you know what I mean? The campaign, like dream two, episode two, like the inauguration or whatever. It's a woman, episode three or whatever, showing our enemies, like looking at her like you got to be kidding me, like, you know. Like,
all right, I'm going to write that down, that you predict that in 2020 we will have a woman president. Of course, we won't know in 19 in the vault if that's going to come true or not, but we may have to move you into the 2020 vault. Steve in San Leandro, California is with us, first-time caller. Steven, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Norrie.
Hi there.
This is Steve from California.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. My prediction is that teleportation, time travel, and portal technology will be exposed in 2019.
Exposed or will be known to everybody?
Be known to everybody.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. I have documented proof and video proof.
That's exciting.
I really do, and I'd really love for you to see it.
Okay. Yeah, send it to me if you can at george@coasttocoastam.com. I would love teleportation and time travel to really happen. It's about time. Let's go to Charles in Newark, Ohio. Welcome to the show. Hi, Charles. You with us?
Yes.
There you are. I almost hung up on you. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes. 2019 predictions.
I can barely hear you, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you are.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, you are? You got to come to our show in May.
You are spoiling my prediction for 2019.
Okay. Let me keep my mouth shut. Go ahead.
Okay. So you don't know this yet, but in May, I cannot give the
I'm losing you again off the phone. Doggone it.
In May.
All right.
2019, you and me will shake hands. And I will shake hands with your affiliate as well.
Super. That means you're coming to the show.
That's one of my predictions. But
I've lost you again, but that's a cool prediction. May 11th, that's the show in Columbus, Ohio. Let's go to Simon in Baltimore, Maryland. Simon, go ahead. I got a couple minutes.
Happy New Year, George.
You too.
Things. Number one, I think politically correct, we finally break it, and it's a backlash against political correctness. The other thing deals with my home city. We've had a lot of crime and murders. One of the big things, like TripAdvisor, AAA, is going to recommend not traveling to Baltimore, but that'll be our bottom, and we will come out of it.
Excellent. It's a great city. I used to go there a lot when I was a kid. My aunt still lives there, and it's a great town. You still love those Baltimore Orioles?
Yep, the Orioles, and I think we'll improve on the Orioles and, of course, the Ravens.
Yeah, all right, we'll put that down in the prediction box. Mary in New Jersey. Mary, you've got a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's Noah's Ark, the food brought on board. I just have a thought that the angels went into the Garden of Eden and made cakes for all those animals on board the Ark.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's like the first original fruitcakes, because after that I Googled, and they said the ancient Egyptians had a form of fruitcake. They left it on the ground. The ancient Romans had a form of fruitcake, and if you Google it, they got a recipe. And the traditional wedding cake of England is fruitcake.
I love it. Okay, Mary, thanks. So we're going to have another live program for you tomorrow on New Year's night. By the way, it is our privilege to give you these live programs on the holidays, as we do with Christmas and Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve and New Year's as well. I want special thanks to my staff. They just work around the clock, and they know when I'm on live, they're with me too, because I can't put a show on without them. And really, thanks to all of the folks who work with us at Coast to Coast, who will come in on their holidays as well, breaking away from their family for the moment to give you the great program. So stick with us, and we've got some great shows all week long for you here on Coast to Coast AM. Thank you for your predictions and your calls tonight. Really appreciate it. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lottasour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.